love,
wisdom,
crystals,
magic,
divination,
empowerment,
healing,
take back your life,
love.
Welcome to the Sit a Spell Show with your hosts, Lisa Lee and Teresa Savina.
Hello, my darlings. Welcome to the Sit a Spell Show. It is March 4th. If it's Tuesday, if it's Wednesday, it's March 5th. Tuesday is Crapshoot Tuesday and what the fuck Wednesday, so who knows what's going to happen. I have my lovely Teresa Savina with me. How are you doing, darling?
I'm fab fucking tabulous.
Fab fucking tabulous. Alrighty then. She must be squirrely.
Yes, I'm always squirrely this time of day, especially after freezing my ass off.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Why don't we?
So Saturday, T and I, well, it started out, we were supposed to jump at 1, but then we jumped at 3, but we jumped into a lake in the middle of
frozen.
Minnesota. Frozen. Dressed
I think
up.
It was -2.
Yep, when we jumped in, it was -2. It was quite the day. To say the least.
Yes, it was exciting, I'm telling you this, and nerve-wracking, because I, of course, got there early, because I'm a chronically early person.
Yes.
Waiting for Lisa, and they didn't show up at the parking lot at 2 like they were supposed to, because her ride decided to make a few stops along the way. And so I'm standing in the warming tent by now. I'd gotten on the shuttle bus, and I went to sit with Ash. And we're waiting, and I'm going, that little shit better show up. That little shit better show up. I will kill her if she does not show up. And so I was just getting ready to kill you.
I could tell by the look on your face. I was like, she's going to be mad. She's already mad that we switched the time. Because I can tell when you're annoyed with me on
Because I get
Facebook,
quiet.
You get quiet and I get answers like, yep.
Yes.
So, and I was getting quite a few yups.
Yes, you were.
Steve,
yes.
You need to buckle down, get your ass over here.
Teresa's gonna lose her frigging mind. So then I go outside to have my smoke while I'm waiting for Lisa to appear. And I'm standing there, and all of a sudden I see Hobbles coming, hobbling as quickly as she can to get to me. So we go in, and what you gotta do is, you know, you get your little nice little armband, and then you go into this changing tent. So we proceed to go through into the changing tent. And as we're in there, there is this young, I could, maybe 7-year-old.
Yeah, I would say she was 7.
Little girl screaming at the top of her lungs.
She had just
finished jumping. She was screaming so loud, and right away that kind of tells you that water is frigging cold. What am I doing? I am insane.
I'm gonna kill you.
Yes, Lisa, I'm going to kill you. But instead of killing her, I made her wear this funky ass big poofy neck piece. And
when you talked about you blinged up the neck piece, I honestly had. My mind went blank. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I brought tons of jewelry. In fact, it's still in my purse. It weighs a ton.
She wanted to weigh me down with jewelry.
I was trying to sparkle you up.
You were weighing me down. But luckily, we just did the neck pieces with the tutus.
Yeah, we had.
Which is cool.
It
was fun. And so we all get ready. We're heading out there. Got Ash with us. And Ash's friend, I'm not sure what her name was.
Annette, I think.
Annette, wonderful sport. And so we meet in the tunnel to go to the jump site. Well, the tunnel is just like a tent that keeps the wind chill off you.
Yeah.
And Ashley's fiance comes off with his friend. And, oh, my God. The tightest one-piece Lycra suits going all. They outdid themselves.
I agree.
They totally outdid themselves. So we're hustling to get to the end of this thing, and I get to the entrance to where we're supposed to go out, and I looked at her, the cop standing there, I go, I'm going to kill her. And he goes, I've heard that so many times today. And so we go outside the tent, and right away they say, stop, we want to take your group picture. I'm like, oh, God, let's get this over with. So we're trying to do these cutesy little poses. And
While shivering,
and Lisa trying to maintain her balance with her bum foot, which she did not have her boot on. She just wrapped it. So then, excuse me, we proceed to crawl through the bear's ass. There's this huge blow-up bear that you walk through his ass to the front.
And I didn't even notice that. Oh, my God. We did, didn't we? We walked through the pooper.
We did. we jumped his pooper. So then we get out there onto the thing, and Ashley's over to the left, and she's trying to pull this guy to go jumping. And I'm thinking, listen, Ash, you're the one who got us into this. You should be over here. I'm thinking this in my head. You should be over here with us because we're going to drown you. No. So it's just like we're standing there and they're going, oh, no, you guys need to come out here. It's like, oh, okay. So we had to get out way out at the edge of the thing where you jump from. And it was like I'm waiting for Ash. And I thought, well, screw this. And I jumped. I just went for it. Went all the way.
Let me explain what it looked like.
Yes.
Because you couldn't see.
Yes.
It was like a slow motion horror film. I see Teresa jump. And she doesn't just jump. She jumped. And all I could see was, and you can't see my hands, but her tutu slowly going under the water where she is down under the water. I mean,
I went under, baby.
She went under. But just the slow motion of your tutu folding up around you and sinking, it was like the frickin' Titanic. Not that I'm... Well, no, wait a minute. Let me... I did not mean to refer to you as the Titanic,
oh,
but
no,
I mean...
Funny. It was wild. The lard ass is down. The lard ass is down.
I didn't mean it that way. I just meant, okay, I'll stop.
No, it's funny. It's hilarious the way you were describing it. So, as I'm coming back up, which I must say, the water was a hell of a lot warmer than it was outside, I'm noticing that I'm missing part of my attire. My tutu obviously was not tight enough, and I had pinned it to my shirt so it wouldn't fall off, and it fell off. And it's down around my knees, and I'm trying to pull it up as I'm walking as quickly as possible to the frozen little handrails to get out of here. And I'm climbing the stairs, and I can feel the tutu hanging off my ass down by my ankles, and I'm holding it up in the front, trying to get the hell out of that water and back into a warm tent. I have no idea what happened when Lisa jumped or that, because I was on a mission to get the hell out of there.
It burned like acid.
It did not burn like acid.
It burned like acid. I jumped in, and first of all, when I jumped in, I felt my foot twinge, and I went, oh, fuck. So I jump in, and immediately, I'm like, it burns! It burns! And I look behind me, and I don't think I was in the water more than 10 seconds, but I look behind me, and there's Steve Ruples, and I just remember looking at him thinking, if we were in like a life or death situation, I would have left him in the dust because all I could do, all I could think of was get me out of here.
Yes, and I must say that they do have now posted the event photographers where you got to pay for the pictures. They have our stuff posted, and I went through and was looking. And the look on your face
I haven't seen it.
Is absolutely priceless. You jumped in the air like a freaking ballerina.
I did?
Yes, you were up like a ballerina. And Craig was off doing a belly flop at the same time you went. And when you came up out of that water, the look on your face was absolutely priceless. I've never seen anybody's eyes that big in my life. Your mouth is wide open. It's like, oh, screaming internally. It was hilarious, hilarious, hilarious. So I can hardly wait to see. It did not burn. What sucked was getting all that wet stuff off.
Oh, that was awful.
Now, get this. I'm smart. I was dressed in what I was going to jump in. I had two pairs of leggings on and my two shirts, and wisely decided to go commando. And I brought dry underwear with me. Well, Lisa had the same idea, only Lisa wore her dry underwear when she dove.
Yeah, that was a tactical error.
That was a major tactical error. I could not feel my feet, being a diabetic and having poor circulation in my feet to begin with. Probably not a wise idea. But we took us probably 20 minutes to get all the stuff off of us, dry it off, and put new clothes on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it was like, get me to the warm spot. Get me to the warm spot. And then I got my little polar bear hat because my head was awfully cold because I went underwater.
Colder. Now your head is even colder.
Yeah. Because all you fabulous people who pledged money to help me get to my goal, I shaved my head.
And there's video.
There is video, and Lisa was shaking and just having a coronary because I made her shave it.
It was so scary.
But her hands are shaking. I'm surprised I didn't have a zigzag design in my head.
What I thought about after we were done is we should have done so many fun things while we were shaving your head. Like, we should have did you a mohawk, you know, at least for a minute and, like,
we spiked it up. We did a reverse. Well,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We could have had so much fun with your head.
Oh, yes, we could. And unfortunately, we didn't have the hair color to dye your hair, your multicolors yet. Yet.
Right. But we will.
Being the operative word, yet.
Yeah, we will.
So promise. I was attempting to color her hair with crystal light. I boiled it in the microwave. And it was red. And so she did have some pink in her hair. It's probably washed out, I'm assuming.
Actually, it is still in there. And I've showered.
Cool. So first she gets chalk. She goes, oh, I read this online and on YouTube. If you get your hair wet and then you rub the sidewalk chalk on it and then you use your flat iron, it seals it in there. Yeah, right. Didn't work. So we did the crystal light method.
It's very pink.
Yes, yes. So that was exciting. I can hardly wait for the volunteer photographers to put their stuff up, which is probably cheaper than the buy the photos, which I did buy some, of course, because I had to have your priceless look, number one.
Where do I go see those?
Oh, it's on Click Minnesota, CLIXMN.
Okay.
And I was so fast, they didn't even get a picture of me jumping in. They just got me when I was under. They just got the splash. So I'm hoping one of the volunteers got the jump. But yeah, that was so much fun. Not.
And I said I would do it again, even though it was like acid. I don't care what you say.
It was not like acid, you big wuss.
acid, I say.
You know, and I said I would never do it again, but I probably would.
You will.
I will. Like an idiot. Although, I'm thinking next year, I'm going to figure out how to make those little headgear that they had in Monty Python where they were fish. And all their face stuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to try and make some of those for us. We'll be pretty, pretty fishes drowning.
And I was thinking we should do Hawaiian themed.
Oh, screw that.
No, with grass skirts and coconuts and shit.
That is so passé. Everybody does the coconuts and grass skirts. I want something that when you get it wet, it's going to pull you down.
You're evil.
I am. I was brave and went all the way under.
Evil.
You just right, kind of tried to dance along on there going, ah.
I had one foot to hop from one end of the lake to the 5 miles on the other side of the lake with one damn foot, trying not to drown all at the same time and get out. So, spite me.
Did you notice I ditched your ass really fast?
Yeah.
There was no way I was going to stick around and wait for you to get to the steps. I booked. In the one photo, you could see you way in the back as I'm booking with a vision. Screw that noise. Yes. So, all in all, it was a fabulous time. And Lisa's foot swelled up to twice its size and turned pretty colors.
Yeah, I heard it again. So I don't think March 28th my boot is coming off. I think it's going to be probably another month after.
I think there's going to be more to it than that. But, you know, that's me.
Stop.
I know, bite my tongue, bite my tongue. So why don't we skip our merry way to a break and we'll be right back.
Are you ready? Ooh, I got this feeling that I never ever felt before. Can you feel it? Ooh, I'm ready for jumping, 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 jumping. Yo, get on the floor. 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 Dance all in new fashion, ready for the next.
And we are back. You're listening to the Sit a Spell Show, and now we've got the lovely Gail Splinter with Pagan Parenting. I was going to say Pagan, how you doing? But I meant to say Gail, how you doing?
Great, how are you?
I'm chilly.
Cold.
Still? Yeah, I bet. It's going to take a while.
Yeah.
Okay. Tonight on Pagan Parenting, I'm going to talk about how to do a full moon family ritual. The next full moon is the storm moon on March 16th. It marks the last full moon of winter. Yay! It's also known as the seed moon, Lenten moon, or crow moon. The Farmer's Almanac calls it a worm moon because temperatures begin to warm, and as the ground thaws, more earthworms appear, drawing out the robins. More northern tribes knew it as the full crow moon because the cawing of the crow signaled the end of winter. The full crust moon was because the snow covered because the snow cover becomes crusted from thawing by day and freezing at night. The full sap moon, marking the time of tapping maple trees, is another variation. And then the settlers, they knew it as the Lenten moon. New life is blooming during this phase of the moon. It's a good month to focus on magical workings related to rebirth and regrowth, prosperity and fertility. It's about balance, equal parts dark and light. The corresponding colors are green, yellow, light purple. Gemstones are bloodstone and aquamarine. Trees are dogwood and honeysuckle. Herbs, pennyroyal and apple blossom. And the element is water. As a reminder, the key to doing family rituals with children is to keep it simple. Also, try to find a way to keep it interesting and age appropriate for your family. I find with kids, they need to physically or actively participate to keep their attention. And I, as the parent, need to be patient while keeping things interesting and positive for them. Kids need to have an active role with verbal response parts to help them connect. Here's a fun family full moon ritual that I found online at pathos.com. It's pathos.com. It's based on an article by a priestess Molly, but I've modified it a bit. As always, this is an example, so please feel free to alter it in any way that you wish to suit you and your family, and enjoy yourselves while you do this. Be outside if possible. Backyard will work. Bathe in the light of the full moon. If being outside is impossible or not a good idea, try to make sure that you're at least in a window being bathed. Family member brings to the circle a candle or a candle replacement, like a flashlight or a glow stick, and an item for the family altar, something that represents whatever it is you'd like to grow or develop in the coming month. So circle up and place hands on each other's backs and do a toning, like a humming together to unify your energies and sync up, bringing yourselves into the ritual space. It is a very connected way of casting a circle, using your own bodies and physical energy. Try to hum in unison 3 times. Be mindful, they're just kids. Or try some drumming or use some bells to bring the attention to the fact that you are now doing a ritual. Use the body to help call up the directions, which is more physical for the kids rather than just listening. Explain to your kids as you go along what y'all are doing and as you're doing it. So tell them, turn to the south and rub your hands together. Feel the heat generated by your own body. Then say, fire lives in you. Welcome fire, welcome south. Have the kids repeat this with a lot of energy and enthusiasm. Next, turn to the west, lick your lips, feeling the water of your own body, and consider how you're connected to the waters around the world. Say, water lives in you. Welcome water, welcome west. Turn to the north and feel the strength and stability of your own body. Connect to the earth. Turn to the person next to you and give them a hug. Feel their solid presence. Then say, earth lives in you. Welcome earth. Welcome north. Then turn to the east and take a deep breath in unison. Inhale, exhale, feeling the breath of life in your body. Say, air lives in you. Welcome air. Welcome east. Then hold a candle up to your heart and say what you're thankful for. Like, we're thankful for love and light in our hearts and that we made it through another winter. Then, bathed in the full moon's light, each share your wishes and goals for the upcoming month, as well as what you brought for your family altar and what it represents. Eat full moon cookies together to symbolize your commitment to your intentions. I have a recipe here that you can bake together as a family beforehand, or you can simply purchase some crescent-shaped cookies. Then offer a prayer for family togetherness or family growth. Make it up intuitively or look up a prayer online that speaks to you. Have the kids repeat it, maybe something like, May we celebrate each other's successes. May we communicate positively with each other, things along that line. Hold hands. Thank everyone for participating. Say, may the circle be open. Adjourn back inside to place your items on your family altar. Then consider making a simple dinner, something like chicken and potatoes in the roaster and a salad or a crock pot dish. So when you come inside, you've got a nice hot meal waiting. Then do something as a family. Play a board game, watch a favorite TV show or some other activity you enjoy as a family. Enjoy more cookies and milk. Maybe even the kids can have some hot chocolate. Just enjoy being together as a family. Now, real quick, the full moon shortbread cookies recipe is 3/4 cup of softened butter, 1/3 cup of sugar, 2 cups of flour. You mix it all together. You get a stiff dough. Add up to about 2 tablespoons of butter if you need to. Roll it out and cut it in full moon circles. Bake at 350 degrees for 20 minutes. For half of the cookies, melt some chocolate chips and dip one half of the cookie in the chocolate to make some half moon cookies to go with the full moons. I got so inspired researching this topic that I'm making it a personal challenge for me to start to incorporate full moon family ritual fun nights. I have a personal altar, but now I'm considering making a family one to involve my children more, helping to give them a sense of their spirituality and cultivate their own soul, helping them find that spot inside that connects with the rest of the universe, and getting them on that path so at least they have a point of reference to start when and if they make their own spiritual discoveries throughout their lives. So that's what I have for tonight. I'm thinking maybe next week I'll look at an Ostara ritual or something. So that's it.
How do your kids do during your rituals? Do they do okay? Do they have fun? Do they understand?
You know, I've made them really simple in the past, and I haven't done one recently since, like, Dylan's gotten a little bit older. But, like, we did Ostara ones all the time just because they're fun. Mm-hmm. And if you don't make it so, like, ceremony-like, you know, more like a fun thing, it flows a lot better. And especially if you can get them involved. My kids are great. And I just kind of go with it. If it falls apart, it falls apart. You know,
right.
I'll just kind of pull it together myself on my own and say, you know, fill in the missing pieces of whatever I need to do. But at least they're getting a sense of, you know, something outside themselves, but yet it's within themselves, that connectedness, you know?
Yeah. No, I love that. Thank you. You are
You're
always
welcome.
So full of great, great information. People love your segments, by the way.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad to hear that.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Have a great rest of the night, and we will talk to you next time.
Sounds good.
So we're going to take our next break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to the Cityspell Show. For the best in body, mind, spirit, and metaphysical delights in the western suburbs, the Fairy House in Buffalo, Minnesota is your next enchanting stop. Located near gorgeous Buffalo Lake at 6.5 Division Street in Buffalo, Minnesota, come in to enjoy and relax in the realm of the Fae. Call 763-233-1354 for more information on hours and events.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much. Does that make me crazy?
Welcome back. So we have some news articles for you. T, you want to go first?
All righty. Diddy, 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 diddy. The unexplained north. Town Moor was home to 1,650 witch trials. That's a bit extreme. No one knows if Margaret Brown was violently dragged to the scaffold, shouting and screaming. But we do know she protested her innocence, pleading with God for a sign that would save her life. But God wasn't listening. And she was hanged as a witch in the town moor at Newcastle. It was 1650, and Margaret had just been proved guilty in the most notorious witch trials held in the Northeast. England at the time was a place of distrust and paranoia, and still is with all the CCTV cameras, where the accusation of being a witch could lead to execution. The magistrates had sent for a witch pricker, and I said pricker, and called on the people to bring suspected women to the town hall, where their guilt would be determined if they did not bleed when pricked, they were guilty and would be hanged. Kind of like if I throw you in the water and you don't drown, you're a witch. Okay.
Define.
Perhaps. What?
Define pricked.
They pierced him with a pin, but I like prick better. Perhaps the blade was blunt, or it was retractable, or the witch pricker didn't try hard enough with his eye on the 20 shillings he would earn for identifying a witch. Well, there you go. It was well known that witches had a devil's mark on their body, which would not bleed when pierced. The witch finder claimed this was the case with Margaret, and along with 13 others, she was hanged as the public looked on and cheered. We know about her from writings of businessman Ralph Gardner in his 1655 book, England's Grievance. He said these poor souls never confessed anything but pleaded innocence, and one of them, by the name of Margaret Brown, beseeched God that some remarkable sign be seen at the time of her execution. And as soon as she was turned off the ladder, her blood gushed upon the people, to the admiration of the beholders. Ralph, a bitter man who had his share of complaints against Puritan-run Newcastle Council, went on to relate how another suspected witch escaped the noose because she was pretty. Isn't that always the case?
Yeah.
The Newcastle witch trials had their beginnings when the city leaders sent off for a witch pricker from Scotland. I love that pricker part. He had already been responsible for some deaths in Northumberland, and his bloody reign of terror, similar to that of witch finder General Matthew Hopkins in the South, had women cowering in fear whenever he traveled. People believed in demonic possession, but it was not also the case that a false accusation, perhaps in revenge for some previous role, was hard to disprove. So when the bellman from St. Nicholas Church went into the streets calling on citizens to point out witches, there was no shortage of suspects. Accusations of shape-shifting, a sure sign of consorting with the devil, accompanied the reign of terror, and a total of 30 indictments were made. 27 people were found guilty, and 14 were publicly executed at the town moor. But there was a postscript to Margaret's death that she could not have foreseen when the witch pricker himself came to a grisly end. His false accusations finally caught up with him, and he was executed after confessing that 220 women had met their deaths because of his fake accusations. He beseeched forgiveness, but was killed anyway. Talk about sweet, sweet revenge. Okay. He lost his prick in the end.
Wow, special place in hell for people like that.
Yes, karma's a bitch.
Yeah. All right, mine isn't really a witchy story, but it's, in my opinion, hilarious. Human Barbie plans to live on air and light. She's going on a diet. Mm. A Ukrainian model plans to become a Breatharian, someone who lives on only air and light. According to New York Daily News, Valeria Lukianova, I don't know if that's right, but has reported has reportedly stopped eating and drinking and claims to have been, or claims to not be hungry at all. The New Age practice is said to be someone who never eats or drinks, as they can exist on cosmic microfood. At least one person has died from the so-called daylight diet. In an effort to be the most perfect woman on the internet, Luke Nyoba became famous on the internet 2 years ago when she had multiple plastic surgeries to look like a Barbie doll. And she does. And we will post this on our Facebook page. But she looks like a Barbie doll. It's bizarre.
She does. And she has billions of followers, I swear to God. Yep. All men. Majority of them are men. And I happen to know someone who is a big fan of hers, and I had commented one day about her look, and he got outraged.
Really?
And yes, everybody's after her. She's a celestial being and blah blah blah. I'm like, all righty, time to stop drinking the tea there, buddy.
It's bizarre. Her look is she's very beautiful, but it's very creepy. I mean, creepy. The creep factor there is off the charts. But now she claims that she is from another planet, which I'm starting to wonder if she's not. But I mean, if you go and you look her up, like I said, I'll put it on our Facebook page. And you see some of the photos of her, it's scary. But now
I want to put this in here that she has been caught photoshopping her pictures so that she looks freakier than she does in real life. Just saying.
Really?
Yes.
crazy. All right, what's your next one?
Fabulous girl. Just say no. this one is kind of like interesting, you know? Snake salvation preacher Jamie Coots dead from a snake bite. Common sense would tell you. Snake salvation star and preacher Jamie Coots has died after a snake bite. After refusing medical attention, CNN confirmed. The Pentecostal preacher was allegedly attacked during a February 15th service with his congregation in Middleboro, Kentucky. He was bitten on the right hand. According to the Lexington Herald Leader, emergency personnel were called to the church around 8:30 p.m., but Coots had already gone home by that time they arrived. He just said, screw it, God's going to take care of it. I don't need you people. They attempted to treat him at his house and warned him of the dangers, but he refused to go to the hospital. Authorities later received a call indicating that he had died. That would not be a surprising phone call. Coots was the pastor of the Full Gospel Tabernacle in Jesus' Name Church in Middlesboro, according to ABC affiliate Wait. He and his family were featured on the National Geographic reality show Snake Salvation. The reality series focused on believers in a particular Bible passage that suggests poisonous snake bites and drinking poison like cyanide won't harm those anointed by God. Coots previously lost half a finger to a bite and was arrested for keeping 74 snakes in his home. Yeah, although the snake handling practice is illegal in most states, it still goes on in areas like the rural South. When you feel the anointing and God moves on you to take up serpents, even if one of them lays fangs into you, you shall not be harmed. One of the show's co-stars, Andrew Hamblin, told BuzzFeed in a recent interview. National Geographic released a statement on Coots' death to Deadline.com saying, National Geographic joins his family, friends, and community in mourning the loss of Pastor Jamie Coots. Blah, blah, blah. Please. Why are you an idiot?
They're still doing it, too.
Oh, I know they still do it. They do it all over in the nations and stuff.
That specific congregation, those people?
Mm-hmm.
They're still doing it. I just read something about that the other day. How,
oh yeah,
despite the dude dying, they're still filming and going at it.
Oh, and of course, they're still filming it.
Anything for 15 minutes. In fact, I bet their ratings went up after that.
Oh, I'm sure it did. I'm all for you go for your religion. But I have a problem when they're bringing kids into these congregations with these snakes. You know, and then, oh, well, my kid got bit, so I'm not going to take him in because God will heal them. And 9 times out of 10.
The parents get arrested for their child dying.
Yeah, or something. You know, it's ridiculous. Please do not handle dangerous snakes. And we got so many people that have pet venomous snakes nowadays.
That's
that have them in, yeah, not always, but in the trade for snakes and reptiles, they are selling as pets venomous snakes. And unfortunately, no, no. Because then all I'm going to hear from you is, oh, my God, my monkey threw poo at me again. I slipped in
did you know?
Poo.
Did you know that there's a fancy restaurant in New York that sells viper urine soup at $500 a bowl? If I was going to be paying that, I'd want to know that they actually have some snakes back there and not some drunken cook just whizzing in the bowl, you know?
What is
Amen,
viper
brother.
Urine? Why would... Why?
Well, you know,
they make coffee out of cat poop. People are weird. You've never seen that? There's a certain kind of coffee that they
coffee bean.
Yeah, cats eat this special kind of coffee bean, and then when they poop it out, it's relatively intact, but their poop adds a specific flavor to it. So the coffee bean is only the coffee people want to pay extra for once it's been pooped out by a special cat.
And it's expensive as hell.
We live in a very odd world.
We do. We do. You know, I'm all for Chinese medicine and all that, but, you know, some of the stuff they put in it is like, no, thank you. Here, eat this snake's testicles. It will make you have big erection. I know, thank you.
Was that your Chinese or your Asian?
Well, I'm, yeah.
It was mildly racist.
I'm tired. I'm very tired. My brain is still numb from Saturday. So, you know, I'm kind of slow in the thought process today.
I am so tired still, too, today. It's just I feel like I got beat.
Mm-hmm.
I just low energy, can't stop sneezing, don't want to get out of my bed. Just
I've spent a lot of time in bed under an electric blanket trying to get my body to regenerate its own heat again. Yeah, and the next day the aches and the pains crept in like nobody's business. But I did have a very interesting experience today. While we were at Vinny's radiation therapy, it was doctor day. So his doctor was in there, and he kind of looked at me funny. And Vince, you know, he's bragging that I was jumping in cold water. And the next thing I know, as the doctor's leaving the room, he puts his hand on my head, and he's rubbing my head. And I'm like, ooh, I kind of like that. That's kinda, yeah, rub my head, baby. You know you like it.
Because your head feels like carpet.
It does. Depends on which way you're going.
The cool way feels like carpet.
And it's already grown a millimeter.
Is it really?
Yes.
You know, I seriously considered shaving my head with you in solidarity, but I really think that that would have just put me over the edge.
It would. You're very attached to your hair. Just you going short. Put you
into tailspin. I'm still traumatized, yeah.
And I hate to tell you, but you look really good with that haircut.
You hate to tell me that?
Well, because you'll go, no, I don't. I like my other hair before.
I really did. It was so much simpler.
Yes.
Ponytails all
so
around.
So much cuter. Or what? Gorgeous. Excuse me. I'm all belchy tonight, too.
So did you watch the Academy Awards?
Oh, hell no. You know I don't have TV, and why waste my time on mindless crap?
Oh, because it was so fun.
Ugh.
No, it really was. It was great. And some of the speeches were just, I mean, I don't remember who they all were, but Some of them brought you to tears. And I actually watched one of the movies today, Captain Phillips. I thought it was really well done. It was a really good movie. It did not win the Academy Award, but...
Yeah, you know, I personally would prefer taking a drill to my temple. I don't get into that, no. It's just mindless. And you know damn well those speeches are done by somebody else. Well, I know you love reality TV and your little crown.
Yes, I do.
Ha, reality. Yeah, sure it is. Ha.
Shut up, T.
I love you. Let's do a couple spells, shall we?
Okay.
Okay. Shall I do mine first? I will
do
mine.
Yeah, you do yours first.
This one is for a healing soak, one that we probably really needed Saturday night.
Yeah.
You will need the following items for the spell: a pestle and mortar, a small bag, a clean jar, a pink candle, or white will do, rock salt, rowan berries, a pink rosebuds, and one rose quartz crystal. A simple healing spell using herbs and crystals. Casting instructions are as follows. 1. Cleanse your ritual space as usual and then face east. 2. Light the candle. Add the salt to the pestle and mortar, and say, creature of earth, cleanse and purify you for use in my healing rite. 4. Add the rowan berries and chant, creature of healing, cleanse and purify you for use in my healing rite. Add the pink rosebuds and chant, creature of love, I cleanse and purify you for my use in my healing rite. Now grind the ingredients together. Focus your energy going from your hands and into the mixture. Grind the three things together. And as you do, chant three times, rowan, rose, and salt together. Make the aches and pains feel better. Oh, did we ever need this one. Add your personal reason behind the rite if it's going to be used specifically. After it is ground, take the rose quartz and kneel facing east. Hold back your head and look to the heavens. At this point, ask whichever deity you want to help this healing mix do its work. Feel the connection to you via the crystal. When it feels right, and only you will know, channel the energy into the crystal and place it next to the candle. Transfer the mix into the bag and place it into the jar. Put the crystal on top of the bag and screw the top on tightly as you do, say, with passion, heal, and then put it in a safe place till needed. Thank the god or goddess you have used, then close your circle as normal and blow the candle out to close the rite. When it comes to you, time to use the mixture, take the crystal out. Show your respect to its healing power. Mix into running water, chanting three times. Creature of earth, creature of water, creature of healing, creature of love. Mix together and combine to renew, replenish, and heal. This is used in baths, foot baths, or anything where you submerge in water.
Ooh, foot bath. I should do that tonight. I had all the stuff.
Full body soak. Full body soak. All right, go, girl.
Mine is a simple candle blessing, and all you need is a white unscented candle, a piece of paper, a pencil or a pen, and a match. It's a simple blessing of loved ones, and it's really good for all the beginner witches out there. What you're going to do is you're going to light a white candle. Make sure that it does not have any colors or markings or anything on it. Write the names of the people you want to bless on the sheet of paper. Burn the paper completely and then blow the candle out. The note that this cannot be turned around to curse someone. If tried, karma will definitely get you in the ass.
So yeah.
That is a very simple candle spell. Let's see. We should take care of some stuff. If you would like to listen to archives, you can go to 1201beyond.com. Listen to some of the old shows. You can also go there and purchase some t-shirts. So go to 1201beyond.com and you can purchase t-shirts and all kinds of cool stuff. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Cytispell Show, and you can also find us on our cytispell.net website, where we will update with all of our different spells that we have done so that you don't have to sit there and try and rewind to get all of T's spell, because that was a long one.
Very complicated, actually.
Yeah, very complicated. So that way you'll have the spells there. So go to cytispell.net for all of the spells and the news articles if you want to check those out. Am I missing anything?
Oh, we got another expo coming on the 15th, right?
No, not until April.
Oh, not until April. Alrighty.
Yeah, we're skipping March because that is the same day as Paganicon and Echo Bean and then but we do have Burlesque that night, so if you want to come to Burlesque, that's on the 15th. It was just going to be too hard between those two events and then Burlesque at night to put the theater back together in such a short amount of time, and so I just decided, forget it, we're going to wait till April. It's too
cool,
much
then
work.
I'll bring Big Daddy to Burlesque. He needs a treat.
Oh, yes. And, of course, it's the people that put on the Burlesque show the last time, which was epic and amazing. So, yeah, definitely come. So that is March 15th. I cannot believe it's already March, P.S.
I know.
Where did
and I can't believe
go?
Our brains still aren't functioning yet. So there you go.
I know. I'm so tired. So sorry if the energy level is just not up with us today, but we jumped in a lake for you. We're tired. I got nothing. My brain is broken. So I don't know. Yeah. Do we have anything coming up at the theater this weekend? No. Nope. Oh, my gosh. You know what that means?
It's time to go.
I have a weekend off.
Oh, my Lord.
That's exactly what it means. It means Lisa stays in her bed the entire weekend.
Cool.
And watches various reality TV shows.
Yes.
Yay.
All right. It's time for us to go. give them your spiel.
Oh, my spiel. My brain is broke. Tea. All right. Remember that you are perfect in absolutely every way. If somebody tells you you're doing it wrong, you're not. They're doing it wrong by telling you that. Go out there and make a difference in the world. We're in this together. So go out there and make somebody smile. Go do a favor for somebody and not expect anything back. Go do something for the planet. Shut your water off while you're brushing your teeth. I don't know. Just do something good out there. Make a difference. Be the change. And remember to always, always, always take back your light. Blessed be, my darlings.
Cytispell is a 1201 Beyond production. Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.